Proclamation number 3183 of 9th of July, 1944. The secret of eternal love. That is the secret of eternal love, that it is the basic element, that it is strength and thus divine original substance, thus also the epitome of the divine being. It is, as it were, something material in spiritual form, thus the substance of a being which can only be thought of as pure spirit and thus does not possess love as a characteristic but is pure love. For the still material human being this is inconceivable and incomprehensible and therefore a mystery until he is changed himself into love, until through his change he feels permeated by a current of strength which lifts him up and invisibly chains him to the eternal love itself, until he feels intimately united with God in the working of love. Then the secret of eternal love is not yet revealed to him, but the essence of the eternal deity takes more and more shape. The human being recognizes that love is inseparable from God, that everything which exists has its origin in it, that therefore the visible and invisible world is only an expression of this immense love. That love is therefore in itself a strength whose effect is unlimited. Love will therefore be regarded as the substance of the eternal deity, because it is simply inconceivable without love. Only the human being who shapes himself into love on earth gains an idea which approaches the truth by now seeing God in everything which has emerged from his strength of love, and he now recognizes the Creator in his creations. For the latter always remain products of the elementary power, and the elementary power is love, thus God himself. And therefore the created must also be imperishable because God cannot destroy himself. And the creations must be in the closest connection with the Creator, because the power cannot be divided, but divine love is to be addressed as the original substance of all creation, as power. As eternal deity, which is therefore also present everywhere in its beingness where the strength of love, a work of creation, is evident. Love, strength, creation is always the same. Never-ending emanation of that which is the original substance of the eternal deity. God is strength and entity at the same time. He is love himself and emanates love. He is a spirit from eternity, who becomes material as love, as strength, which now appears, otherwise the Spirit of God could never be felt. This is a mystery which remains veiled from the human being until his transfiguration, although it is revealed to him through God's infinite love. But the human being as such does not grasp it until he is changed himself into love. Amen.